My name is Oscar. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research company. And we are conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Are you native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city?
I wasn't born here, but I've been living here 80-something, about 80 years.
Oh, so you're practically a native. Very well, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's move on. Practically a native. Do you define your racial characteristic classification as being African American, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Native American?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, very well. What are two characteristics that describe what you like the most about living in New Orleans?
Oh, I'm not sure.
The two things that you like the best about New Orleans.
It might be the weather.
Weather, okay. Anything else?
Well, the friendliness of the people.
Oh, culture, then. Way of living and attitude of the people. Very well. Let's move on. What are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans?
Oh, it stays hot. It stays warm a little too long.
Too hot?
I like the warm weather, but it stays hot. It stays hot a little bit.
Too hot at times?
At times,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, too hot at times.
The heat.
Anything else that you dislike?
Not really.
I mean, some features like crime and the cost of living, conditions of the street, anything like that, quality of public education?
Oh, the conditions of the streets are bad.
Okay, let's move on then.
And the crime is getting real bad.
All right. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? The safety from violent crime, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all?
Oh, somewhat satisfied. There's crime everywhere you go.
It says safety from violent crime, so you are somewhat satisfied with that?
Not really.
Little satisfied or not at all?
A little satisfied. Anyway, I know I'm going to run into crime.
All right, very well. How about the preparation public charter schools students are receiving for college or careers? How satisfied would you say you are?
Well, I don't have any children in school.
Okay, so at that point, would you say that you don't know or you are neutral about that subject?
I'll say neutral.
Neutral, very well. What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water, how satisfied are you about that?
Not too good.
A little satisfied or not at all?
A little.
Little. Safety from property crime. How satisfied are you about that?
The property what?
Safety from property crime.
Not too satisfied.
A little satisfied then?
No, no, no.
Not at all satisfied?
No.
Well, which one? A little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Is it, now, repeat the word again.
Safety from property crime. How satisfied are you? Little satisfied or not at all satisfied?
Not at all.
Not at all. How about the availability of affordable housing? How satisfied would you say you are?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, very well. The monthly cost for electricity and water. Little satisfied, not at all satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay. What you pay for food and household goods. How satisfied are you about that?
I don't know that either.
All right.
Food is expensive. food kind of expensive.
All right. So would you say you are a little satisfied or not at all satisfied? Or you want to stay with don't know?
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. The financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense. How satisfied would you say you are about that?
I don't know either.
Don't know. What you pay for housing, mortgages, or rents? How satisfied are you about that?
I don't know that either.
Don't know. How about equal economic opportunities for people like you?
I don't know either.
Don't know. Okay.
I'm retired.
I understand. I understand.
I've been retired 30 years.
I see. Have any of the following been not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year?
Stress.
Stress, yes, stress. Probably this one is doesn't qualify for you since you are retired. Your job stability, would you say these are very significant, somewhat significant, not very significant or not at all significant cause of stress for you?
Well, I'm retired. My pension is not adequate.
So would you say that this job stability is not at all significant source of stress in your life? Would you say that or not very significant? Or... what would you
It's very significant.
Very significant? Okay.
Yeah.
How about the safety of you or family members?
When I retired, the cost of living wasn't as expensive as it is now.
Yes, life is expensive nowadays. Yes, I agree.
And my pension don't go up.
Okay.
What I retired with, that's what I get now. No raise, no nothing.
Wow. The safety of you or family members, is that a significant cause of stress in your life? Safety of you or family members? Is a very significant or somewhat significant? Very significant or somewhat significant?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
I have daughters.
All right, very well. How about your ability to get around your community and the city? Is that a cause of stress in your life?
Somewhat,
okay. And meeting mostly household expenses, would you say that's a significant sort of a stress in your life?
Yes.
Very significant or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And the health of you or family members, is that a significant cause of a stress in your life?
Somewhat.
Somewhat significant? Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following. Improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods. Would you say you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, very little confidence or no confidence at all that the mayor and the city council will be able to accomplish that?
I don't know.
Don't know very well. How about creating more better paying jobs in the city? Do you have confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing that?
I don't know. I wish they did.
Don't know. Okay, very well. How about improving garbage collection in the city? Will they be able to accomplish that? And do you have any confidence?
I hope they do. I don't know.
So you have some confidence or very little confidence or no confidence at all? Or a lot of confidence that they'd be able to improve the garbage collection?
I have some confidence, some.
Some confidence, okay. How about the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years? Do we have a lot of confidence?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Do you think that the mayor and the city council will be able to make the city safer? Do you have a lot of confidence, some confidence? Okay, don't know. And would they be able to improve the city's streets and traffic lights? And would you have some confidence, very little confidence or not? Improving the city's streets and traffic lights. How much confidence do you think do you have about that?
I don't have no comment. I don't know.
Don't know. Okay, very well. Let's move on. In your opinion, do you think the New Orleans City Government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
I don't know that either.
Don't know. Okay, very well. I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
It's about the same.
About the same, okay.
It's good. It's not too bad.
Okay, so but you say it's about the same, right? Okay. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Do you think that's because of not enough police officers, housing, transportation, employment opportunities, personal or family problems, education opportunities, lack of access to mental health or social services, too many guns or release on bail for violent crimes? What do you think are the major factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans, of the ones I mentioned before?
Oh, you mentioned quite a few things.
Right. I could repeat them if you want. Not enough. And you tell me which one do you think you agree with. Not enough police officers, housing, transportation, employment opportunities, personal and family problems, education opportunities, lack of access to mental health or social services, too many guns, release on bail for violent crimes.
So how many answers do I have to give?
You can choose as many as you want to, ma'am. One or three or whatever, as many as you want to.
Oh, too many guns.
Too many guns, okay. Anything else?
Need more job opportunities.
Job opportunity, okay. Employment opportunities, okay.
Housing,
very well.
Housing.
Housing.
Rent.
Okay. Housing, okay. Very well. Okay. Do you want to add some more, or that's enough? Okay. Let's move on then. For each of the following, tell me if you think it would be very effective, somewhat effective, neutral, not too effective, a strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans. And the suggestions are: providing counseling and social services for parents and adults. And would you think that that'd be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective in reducing crime?
I don't quite get that.
Providing counseling and social services for parents and adults.
Counseling and stuff.
So
social
would you
services.
Would you think that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all in preventing crime and reducing crime?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Increasing the police presence in your community. How effective do you think that might be?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Create more opportunities for job training. How effective do you think that might be in reducing crime in New Orleans?
I think that'll help.
Very effective or somewhat effective?
Very effective.
And providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth. Would you think that they'd be very effective, somewhat effective?
Yes.
Somewhat effective?
Very
or
effective.
Very effective, okay. Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes. And would you think that would be very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all?
It would be effective.
Somewhat or very effective?
Very.
Very. Thank you, ma'am. One more. A better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing. How effective do you think that might be?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Let's move on, ma'am. Almost done. in thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans. Tell me if you think would be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, a strategy to create more quality affordable housing in New Orleans. The suggestions are convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums. Do you think that'd be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all helpful in creating more affordable quality housing?
I'd be very helpful.
Very helpful. How about build accessory dwelling units? That's a small home with a separate entrance on an existing property. How helpful do you think that might be?
Helpful.
Somewhat helpful or very helpful?
Very.
Very. Create adult co-living communities for people to live together. How helpful co-living communities? Yes, ma'am?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Create more home ownership and financing classes. How helpful that
helpful.
Might be? Helpful, very, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in smaller spaces. Do you think that'd be very helpful, somewhat helpful, not too helpful, or not at all?
Small containers?
Yeah, build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces.
Well, I don't know about that.
Don't know about that. Very well. Let's move on. For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neutral, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. The first one says, the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Or are you neutral about it?
I'm going to stay neutral on that.
Neutral, very well. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Would you agree or disagree?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Let's move on. I'm going to read you the name of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve or strongly approve. The first institution is the New Orleans City Council. Do you approve or disapprove of them?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. How about the Sewerage and Water Board? Do you approve or disapprove of the way they are handling things?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Mayor LaToya Cantrell, do you approve or disapprove of her?
I'm neutral on that.
Neutral, okay, so. And how about the New Orleans Police Department? Do you approve or disapprove of them, of the job they're doing?
I'm neutral on that.
Neutral, very well. Let's move on. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The first one says, I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm staying neutral on that.
Yes. You want to go neutral?
Yes.
Okay. The second statement says, young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. Do you agree or disagree?
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. The quality of life for me and my family will improve. Agree or disagree?
Repeat that.
The quality of life for me and my family will improve.
It will improve?
Yes, that's what it says. So you agree or disagree? Don't know?
I don't know.
Don't know, very well. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life, better than their parents. Do you agree or disagree?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay, let's move on. Almost done here. As we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Income. Stop me at the range which best describes your household income. Is less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, more than $100,000. In which range is your household income?
I don't. No comment.
No comment. Okay, very well. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Is your age between 18 and 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above?
61 and above.
Thank you, ma'am. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school. Which one applies, ma'am?
High school and some college.
Okay, some college. Thank you. Oh, do you own or rent your home?
No comment.
No comment, okay. Do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
No. Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
No, thank you. And what is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Own a car, public transportation, ride share such as Uber and Lyft, a bicycle, motorcycle, or use a friend or relative car? Excuse me?
Repeat.
Own a car. Do you own a car? Do
no,
you use
no,
public
no,
transportation?
No car.
Use public transportation then? Or use ride share such as Uber and Lyft?
Ride share,
like, okay, very well. Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, ma'am. Very kind of you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.